every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. We're going to talk NIL with an expert. You're going to talk about nothing. You're going to talk about nil. Guess who said that? Me. Stanford is dumb. I do have a little personal history with Stanford for 3 weeks when I worked there at the World Cup and went to all the games. And so I don't despise Stanford, but Stanford football can eat a bag of butts. And they have a bobblehead giveaway for Andrew Luck, who's the GM now. It says General Manager Luck, and there's a Stanford football helmet at his feet. And then he's wearing like a Union Army enlisted man's hat from the Civil War, which I don't get. And then he's wearing what looks to be like a Keystone Cops or Robert Peel copper badge, London 1915 type of thing. There's a Sam Brown belt. If you don't know what that is in military terms, a Sam Brown belt is the one that goes diagonally, so over one shoulder, and then hooking on the other side. So, and then he's holding a football. So I don't know what's going on. If somebody could explain that to me, that would be great. But general manager, are they trying to make him look like a general? The general manager of a Taco Bell? I don't know what this is. It's a Keystone Cop with an enlisted man's Civil War hat, cap. And the thing is, you'd think people at Stanford might have a modicum of intelligence when it comes to this thing. So I guess it's way over my head, or they literally do not know what they're doing. And I think it's 50-50. It's way over my head. It's very possible because I didn't go to Stanford. But on the other hand, I can't make sense of it. Come on back on Byline.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Hour 2 of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour 2 of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, I know a lot about sports, and if you're listening to me, you probably know a lot about sports. But still, the world of NIL is, we'd like to say, Wild West for these type of things, and sometimes it varies by states, and we did have something come down from D.C., whereas, okay, 20 mil, that's the kitty. Other than that, it's still pretty unregulated, and every day I think I learn something new when it comes to this, and we're very happy now to welcome Benjamin Stockman, the co-chair of Venable Sports Law Group, who has been tracking this for quite some time. Benjamin, welcome to the show. With the $20 million kitty, how has that at all sort of solidified and calmed things down for NIL?
Rick, thanks for having me on. Well, it's a good question. I mean, I think the implementation of the House settlement, which essentially was the settlement that set up the current NIL structure that all of the universities are now getting into compliance with, has at least set the ground rules in place so that schools know what to expect, and the College Sports Commission has gone about its business of ensuring that, you know, NIL deals are being done on at, you know, quote unquote fair market value. But overall, we're still seeing you know, an approach, a rules-based approach being set by litigation primarily. So, you know, we do have legislation pending in the federal government that looks to essentially codify the House settlement and among other items that are being litigated. But, you know, until we have legislation, we still have this approach where, you know, litigators are going to litigate, decisions are going to come out, and we're going to have a bit of a patchwork to the whole thing. But from a revenue sharing perspective, we do at least have ground rules in place now.
The market rate for a highly regarded high school quarterback graduating last year was between about $750,000 and $1 million, and some people think that's going to jump to $2 or even $3 million this year for these 17-year-olds coming out. But I do remember, I think it was last year, there was a kid in one state who had applied or was accepted to play for a college in another state, and he was going to get some NIL right then from the school from the other state, but his state said, no, you're in high school, you can't, and then he took that to court. So where are we when we come to 50 states here?
Yeah, and so great point, Rick, and this also, you know, I am a labor and employment lawyer by practice, in addition to, you know, leading Venables Sports Group. So I come at all this from, you know, labor and employment rules. NIL rules are governed under slightly different legislation, largely related to intellectual property, but the following premise applies to both practice areas where I come from, which is that, you know, until and unless we have federal legislation which preempts state law, this is going to be a state by state approach, and different states are going to take different approaches, and then players are going to have to navigate those state laws. And to a large extent, it pits states against each other in a way that, particularly with regard to big-time college athletics, incentivizes, you know, sort of protectionist approach to legislation at the state level. So where we are is that we're very much still in a patchwork, piecemeal approach from a state law perspective, which makes it very challenging for families of teenagers who are being heavily recruited and being told things by, you know, institutions, coaches, agents, lawyers, being called into meetings, having documents put in front of them to try to navigate. And I've had many conversations with, you know, schools, with, you know, now parents' associations, which are popping up to try to sort through all of this morass. And it's just a really difficult environment for, you know, laypersons to navigate who simply have a talented teenager who wants to go and play at the collegiate level.
We just heard this morning that the Big Ten Conference is in discussion about a private capital deal that will put at least $2 billion into their conference, which of course is almost 20 teams now. Is that, and this might be a naive question, but this is why we have you here, does that have anything to do with NIL, or is it still going to be capped?
So the revenue share rules are capped. That much is clear. What seems to be still under some debate is what the future looks like for collectives, and you know, I confess I am not completely up to date on exactly what the parameters of this deal that the Big Ten is entering into are, but you know, for the most part, it's understood that, you know, the revenue share is capped per year, subject to increases year over year. But you know, there's this whole concept of what other money can schools bring in, and how can that money be distributed to student athletes? And, you know, we're, putting all the legalities aside, I think there's one thing that everybody understands about sports. It's that, you know, it's a money arms race. You see this is why we have salary caps in most of our major leagues, is that owners got together and said, you know, we're racing to our bottom, essentially, here because of the competitive nature of this thing. And so it feels a little bit like that to me right now in collegiate sports, because we don't have, you know, comprehensive rules in place governing all aspects of revenue flows that could ultimately be directed towards recruitment.
Last question for you, and I just think about here in the Bay Area. Last year, a former third-string guy, Fernando Mendoza, he wins the big game over Stanford. He said, go Bears forever, and now he's the Indiana quarterback. This is because the transfer portal is open. They have a freshman quarterback there now. They're Ron Rivera. The GM is panicked that they might lose. But if you're 18 years old and you have a good year and some school said, come here and we'll give you $5 million, I mean, you'd be an idiot not to take it. So how are we going to get down the line where we have the haves and the have-nots? Will anything ever have parity, or is it just up to rich boosters to keep that in line?
And this is actually, it's a great question, Rick, and it's actually somewhat unique to the current moment in collegiate sports because, you know, in professional sports, all of the players are employees. So they sign what are effectively, you know, player agreements, you call them employment contracts effectively, which say when and where they can go, for how much, and those contracts are enforceable. Everybody, generally speaking, abides by them. You do see players from time to time trying to force their way out of situations they don't like, but they're at least dealing with contractual provisions. You know, currently, because student athletes have not been, you know, definitively and finally deemed employees under any law, under any federal law, although there are cases that continue to come through the federal courts on that issue under various statutes, you know, you have a situation where they're not bound by any employment agreements because they're not employees, and so they, and because the NCAA has rolled back a lot of the transfer portal rules, they can bounce around. And again, we have NIL money that's not being called compensation for employment. And so therefore it's really just a business deal about NIL rights, which there's nothing precluding them from moving around based on that. They're subject to simply contracts, that relate to their marketability. So I think we're continuing, and this is much to the pain of undoubtedly the, you know, big time coaches and GMs at universities where they can't count on their players to be there, year over year. So I think until we have, you know, maybe this incentivizes the federal legislation to move quicker and through, which would definitively declare student-athletes as non-employees. Until we have that Congress speaking on that, I think we're going to continue to see what we're seeing right now.
It's Benjamin Stockman of Venable Sports Law Group. Thanks for your time and your expertise. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We got open lines the rest of the way. Let's get into it at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
As Gotch brings it in, Sharks get it out. Here's a breakaway. Patrick Marleau scores!
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
Ah, bless your heart. And welcome back to this show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. So I was talking about Andrew Luck bobblehead, bizarre Civil War Keystone Cop bobblehead. And he's the GM. And the GM of Cal now across the bay is Ron Rivera, former linebacker under Joe Capp back in the day. Of course, Chicago Bears, Riverboat Ron with Carolina and Washington, longtime coach. He's back home. And there was an article today by Ron Krojcik in the San Francisco Chronicle about how Ron's sole focus now is to keep the young quarterback, JKS, or Sangapolotele. And I have found out from Tagovailoa that there is an invisible silent N when you have an AG in Samoan. I used to say Samoa, but now it's like Appalachian. I say Appalachia. I used to say Samoa. Now I know it's Samoa. Let's try to say it right. It's like Ho Ho Cam. I used to go to the A's games at Ho Ho Cam Park. It's Ho Ho Cam. Whatever people say, I didn't make up the word, so that's fine. But Ron Rivera, as he was watching Cal beat Boston College and JKS as a true freshman, looking good yet again, he's only had one bad game. That was against San Diego State. Rivera said, quote, "As the game was winding down, I was already thinking about what we had to do with the marketing plan. I'm talking about getting a program to make sure Sangapolotele has the resources he needs for us to keep him. I've already started." So, you know, a 19-year-old guy. And the early efforts have explored a lot of endorsement opportunities. California Legends Collective, as we were talking about with Benjamin, collectives, they arrange NIL deals. And they arrange them for Cal athletes. And trying to put the onus shifted on those guys, but they bought airport signage in Honolulu. And you go to the airport in Hawaii, and there's a picture of him in his Cal uniform, and it says 808 to the Bay, the island's quarterback. 808 is the area code for Oahu. And Kevin Kennedy, who has been on this show, and I asked him about 6 months ago how Cal can keep anyone. He was very honest. You know, he's the president of California Legends. He said the example of that advertisement was how he was demonstrating to JKS that how we feel about him. He said they also bought 7,000 blue Lays and handed them out to the students before the home opener. But as I was mentioning to Benjamin, if you want a high school quarterback this last year, it was $750,000 to $1 million. A blue chip one, and it's going to go up to maybe two or three. And so when Rivera asked, how much are you going to have to pay him? He said, I'm not going to talk about that in public. But, you know, I talked about the $20 million. It's actually $20.5 million. Most schools use three-quarters of that on football, $15 million. So if you follow the model and you think about 20% of that payroll goes to the quarterback, then you're saying $3 million has to go to the quarterback. And that leaves left for offensive linemen and wide receivers and other things. So they're trying to find a lot of these NIA deals for Sangapotele. And what would that look like? Rivera said, whatever you can find. And he was talking with lots of companies in Hawaii and national brands and Bay Area brands. And Rivera said he's reached out to Pepsi and Gatorade. He said there's one Hawaiian company that is interested. So, and look, Rivera is also very aware of the NIL clearinghouse. That means any deal over $600 has to get approval. And that's in place just to prevent schools from disguising payments as NIL. They have to be real NIL. They have to be real fake stuff. So the portal will open in January, and he wants to have Sagapuatele in his camp with legitimate numbers to say, here it is. But Sagapuatele also has people that are launching his brand. He already has an agent, Dean Augustine. And they're putting together T-shirts, hoodies, hats, merch, and all under his brand. And there's a director of player personnel, Marshall Charrington, that will be part of that. But right now, Sangapuatele is trying to concentrate on football. Oh, yeah, maybe going to class as well, right? And if you think about what he's had to deal with, and he told the reporter last week, I haven't even thought about the business side. Honestly, this is where I want to be for the next 3 or 4 years. His agent said, quote, his parents want him to get his degree from Cal, so we're doing everything we can to make that happen. That's not a bad thing to have if sports doesn't work out, or sports, if you have even to an NFL, the normal career in NFL, the average is 2.5 years. So Sangapuatele seemed pretty earnest when he was talking about graduating from Cal. He's really acclimated to Berkeley, his comfort level with Justin Wilcox. He knows it's a prestigious school. But, you know, he also knows that he's going to get a lot of cash offered him. You know, remember, as I mentioned, Fernando Mendoza, Bears forever, never threw another pass for Cal after the big game. And Jaden Ott was the number one running back on the portal. He went to Oklahoma. The tight end star, Jack Andrees, he went to Texas. Cal is definitely a feeder school. And Pat McAfee on ESPN said the most money offered in January is going to go to Sangapuatele. Ron Rivera tweeted at him, OS, come on, Pat, quiet, please. You're killing me here. So they're trying a fundraising surge. I mean, it's Cal. They're going to have to do car washes and bake sales, really. And Kennedy said that they're looking at maybe getting another $8 million. And the chancellor, Rich Lyons, says the first $6 million you raise will match it. Okay, well, there's 12. And then one donor was going to give him a lot of money and told Kennedy, is this sustainable? Well, what do you mean, is this sustainable? You don't know. So the question is, can Cal do it? Cal, if you look at their alums, the old Blues, there's as much money there as any school in America. I stand by that. All the Cal alums and what they do and the success they've had and the riches they've had. But when Sangapuatele was in Hawaii, 6'3", started off at the same high school as Mariota and Sangapuatele, and then he transferred to another school where it was closer to where he lived, and he is the all-time Hawaii passing record holder, 10,653 yards, more than Mariota, more than Tagovailoa. And he said even when he was in high school, his coach, Darren Johnson, said that mainland high schools were saying, you got to come to L.A. or wherever. And so JKS committed to Cal, and because he thought maybe Mendoza would leave, or no, actually because there was an opening. Mendoza was third string, and then Mendoza was awesome. So he decided, all right, I'll go to Oregon, much more prestigious school right now. I'll go to Oregon. And then Mendoza left. And then his parents were like, we want you to go to Cal. And he's like, all right. So then he changed his mind back to Cal. That was a huge, I talked about on the show, that was a huge loss when Sanga Politelli changed his mind and decided to go to Oregon. You know, if you think about the top recruits all time, I think Deshaun was the number one one. He was basically the best wide receiver ever to come out of L.A. And Jeff Tedford got him to go to Cal. So Ron Rivera, his whole job now is to say, inculcate him, you know, he's assimilating. This is your home. This is where we love you. This is where your parents want you to go. This is where you're going to get your best education. And we're going to give you $3 million. At least. All right, that's just the way college sports is, as crazy as it is. Get on back on Sports Channel. We got open lines.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Oh, let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. We have open lines the rest of the way. About a half hour from now, J.D. Sharp from Pro Wagering will join us. But other than that, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no blah, you ugly. How come I can't stop saying that? All right, Rick's picks tomorrow, but the Vikings are doing the first thing that no team has ever done, and that is play back-to-back games in Europe and spend 10 days in Europe. We talked about, I did, that the Steelers stayed in that 1753 manor outside of Dublin. You just wonder about the kind of culture these young men are getting, most of whom probably have never been outside their campus, more or less. And that's not to disparage them. It's just that a lot of them are not from, didn't have the economic opportunities. Let's just say that. A lot of also, too, is just your parents. Like, if your parents have no interest in traveling, I have plenty of friends. One friend of mine, she said, my parents, their idea of going on vacation was driving to Florida. She grew up in Texas. She was like, that was it. She goes, they would never consider going to Europe. Why would they? So I think it's cool for all these players to go over there. But anyway, the Vikings, how big is the traveling party? Well, you're going to have about 55 guys, players. You're going to have half that in coaches and support staff, and then you're going to have front office and family. 200 people. They're traveling, and the Vikings said they started planning everything 5 months ago. Well, I would hope, because they played in Dublin last week, and they're playing in London this Sunday, and they had only played 4 international games over the past 12 years. So Director of Team Operations Paul Martin told Yahoo Sports, it's really nice peace of mind to know that we've got all the passports in hand and the dog didn't eat them the night before. It's enough stress when we have them, because then I'm worried about the safe getting broken into, let alone having them in 200 households until we leave. And so he had them hand in their passports very early and just say, I've got them. And that makes sense. You know, if you've ever, like, taken a bunch of kids on, like, a BART train or the subway in New York or in London, whatever, you're like, everybody, we're going to go through the gate, and as soon as you go through, everyone give me your train ticket. And then when we leave, I'm going to hand them back out again. I lost mine. I can't find it. I swear it was right here. Billy ripped it. So, look, it's a 17-game season. It's highly competitive. They got a win. It's all taken very seriously. Last year, the NFL passed $23 billion in annual revenue. Once again, $23 billion industry for 1 year. You know, these teams now have like this military-like precision around lead-up to each game and luxury resort-like support for all the players, too. Yeah, and those standards are not lowered when these teams travel, whether it's across the river to Wisconsin where they play Green Bay or going to Europe. And the pallets bringing everything in, the head performance dietitian Ben Hawkins was asked, what food did you bring? He said, ranch dressing, barbecue sauces, cereals that they're used to eating. And look, if someone wants they ranch or barbecue sauce or they want a bowl of Cheerios or whatever, mini wheats, that's the assumption when private citizens, we travel, right? What do? Like, oh, we'll take in the local fare. But these guys are not on vacation. It is a work trip. Now, you want to give them a little bit of culture and a little bit of free time, you would hope. But this is the first time in the history of the NFL that a team has played back-to-back international games in different countries. The Jags have done this in London. Shahid Khan, the owner who owns Fulham there, you know, American Dream, made his money from mufflers. Congrats to him. But the you know, having the food that these players are used to is huge. But you know, moving two road games out of Pittsburgh and Cleveland to neutral sites where both opponents had to take long flights and adjust body clocks, unless you're Josh McDaniel, and prepare in unfamiliar surroundings. And so you need the expertise of the staff and the athletic equipment and nutrition and make everything easy. You know, even minor league baseball teams, when they go on the road, wherever they go for that three-game series or more, a local gym is hired. In other words, someone in the traveling staff will procure a gym if they don't have stuff at the stadium. Now, in the highest level, MLB, all the weights are there. You don't have to go anywhere. You just go to the stadium. Even at the Coliseum, they had weights. Not great. Not great. I remember one time I saw Tyson Ross, who had an oblique injury, and he was doing these weird setups, and I wanted to say, are you sure you should be doing that with your oblique injury? but no, you say, I would like to buy, you know, 25 three-day passes, please. And they're like, okay, I'll be 75 times 25, whatever it is. You got to do that. So Kevin O'Connell, Vikings head coach, he said, if this was me booking travel and bringing the orange slices after the game, if it was all those things, I would not be this confident in our ability to handle these trips. We've got unbelievable people at every layer that go into the planning and execution of said plan. So, well before the schedule was released to the public in May, the Vikings vice president, Chad Lundin, already knew about this. And look, every NFL team is pretty well versed in the London logistics, but the first game ever in Dublin, which the Vikings did win, and the the team, I should say, members of the Vikings flew over to Croke Park, where they played, in June, and they visited the stadium. They went to the team hotel. They went to the practice fields. They even visited the hospitals that were nearby. You know, are you capable of handling these types of injuries? They said they checked out some pubs. I hope they did. But then there was the inherent challenge of spending 10 days overseas, and that is transporting all the equipment and the comforts that would be waiting for them as they arrived. So they told the team, we're going to take two semis, we're going to pack them up, and we're going to get them over to the airport. If you want anything there when we arrive, it's got to be on the truck by June 30th. June 30th. They were not kidding around. 3 months in advance. And so, actually, the reason that it was June 30th, I lied, they put those two transports on a boat, and it went from the Great Lakes to Dublin. St. Lawrence Seaway. And then it took a ferry over to London from Dublin. And they're now at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium where they're going to play the Browns. But every last item had to be logged on a carnet, if you know what that is. The French say carnet. It's an international customs document. And you have to list everything you're bringing in. And so they said it's basically like we're on tour and we've got two stages. So, you know, as the NFL is expending the international games, they're going to be playing in Berlin and Madrid. And Roger Goodell wants to get this to 16 games a year. A multi-city trip such as this could be repeated. But, you know, they've committed to, you know, they've Rio de Janeiro, two games in Sao Paulo, as I said, Berlin and Madrid. Next season, Melbourne. And Goodell said after that, Asia. So we could very much have a Tokyo game, Hong Kong maybe. I don't know if politics would allow. I could see a Manila game, you know, a Singapore game. So the Vikings have leaned into this with their marketing to get fans overseas. And the Vikings have their purple with Viking horns. And if you don't know anything, you say, well, they're cool. Maybe I can be that. And Peter O'Reilly, who's the NFL's executive VP of club business, said, we're really confident in the plan we have in place and the work that we've done with the Vikings leading up to it. It's really about learning as we continue to grow and potentially grow the number of international games in the future. So all those extra hours spent by the team staff trying to create a home away from home and plan for any curveballs. Massa said, despite the massive undertaking of what this trip is, this was a good thing for us. That's the only way we're looking at it. Yeah, that's the only way you should look at it. Obviously. But, you know, there are some people that are crybabies. They do not travel well. And I always say, if you you think you have found the one, man, woman, whatever it is, you got to travel with them and see if they're cool or they're spoiled brats. There's nothing like traveling overseas with someone and just see if they're totally cool and they adapt or they whine. You know, where's my bacon and eggs? How come my laundry isn't done? Stuff like that. Where my buddy went to Europe with a guy who did those two things. They're just buds, but he's like, how come I can't get bacon and eggs? Where are my bacon and eggs? Where are my bacon and eggs? I'm like, what? And he's like, how come no one's doing my laundry? Well, we have to go to a laundromat? Yeah, people freak out sometimes when they're overseas. No one understands English. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Oh, there's a fight going on here between two Newcastle players. Kieran Dyer and Lee Bowyer are having a fight. Goodness me, what on earth is going on? I have never seen such a thing. Lee Bowyer and Kieran Dyer suddenly were at each other's throats.
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
Girl, you better get in line. Woot woot.
All right, coming up, J.D. Sharp. We'll talk to him about the three MLB games and Thursday Night Football. Xavien Howard, the former All-Pro corner, has played his last down in the NFL, and that's because last night he retired. The Colts are 3-1, and Howard has started every game for them. He's a defensive back at corner. He did not play last year, but he decided to come back at the age of 32. Of course, his entire career was in Miami before that. But he's done. He said, quote, "When I was away from the game in 2024, I fell in love with taking my kids to school, doing activities with them, and watching them grow up. Up to that point, I had always put my family after football. Now I'm no longer willing to do so. So today I'm retiring from the National Football League." And look, he allowed 7 completions in their loss to the Rams. He gave up over 112 yards, if you want to put it on one guy. And so somebody asked him, "How you playing?" He said, "Not to my ability." But he retires with 29 interceptions. He made nearly $92 million as well. So now the starting corner is a guy named Jonathan Edwards, who was the only undrafted rookie that made the team alongside Traverius Ward, who came over from San Francisco. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a news break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.